Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The cause of a devastating house fire in Tujay is yet to be determined. Fire crews have managed to extinguish the blaze at a home near Hatfield Place this afternoon. The damage is extensive, but thankfully no one was inside. Meanwhile, fire crews have managed to get a bushfire in Greater Geraldton under control. It broke out in Narngulu this afternoon, but has since been downgraded to advice level. The federal government's supermarket review says forcing Coles and Woolies to sell stores won't happen. Instead, it's looking at tougher penalties for unfair treatment of suppliers and a mandatory code of conduct. Craig Emerson, who's behind the review, has told the ABC this could mean fines of up to $4 billion for the big players if they mistreat farmers or mislead consumers at the checkout.
Just having the watchdog off the back porch where the watchdog is now, you know, in the dark, and on the front porch and off the leash, I think is designed and certainly is designed to focus the attention of the supermarket management.
The Deputy Premier has shut down the idea of an international dance festival in Perth CBD put forward by Basil Zemplis. The Lord Mayor believes an event at Langley Park would attract visitors from around the globe, but Rita Saffiotti isn't keen.
We're serious about what we're doing, and that is getting blockbuster events like World Wrestling, UFC, international football, and of course also about delivering and growing our homegrown talent.
In sport, Frio is spending the week in Adelaide ahead of Saturday's clash against Port. It follows the loss to Carlton after a free kick was paid on Jordan Clark for bad language. Dockers skipper Alex Pearce admits the players don't know the exact rules around dissent.
I trust the umpire to make his decision off what they think and, yeah, the rules of the game. I'm not sure what the rules are.
And the foal of champion racehorse Winx has sold for a record-breaking $10 million at auction, the sale attracting international attention.